Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Something is wrong with America. A guy who lives in a white van in Florida sends pipe bombs to 13 of our president's critics. A guy who wants to shoot up a black church in Kentucky instead kills two black shoppers at a supermarket. A guy who hangs out on anti-Semitic websites kills 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue. Our president gets blamed for these hateful acts because of his rhetoric. He blames the people who blame him. Hate has become America's organizing principle. It sorted us into two hostile camps who don't listen to each other. That's happened before. In the 19th century, we were lethally divided over slavery. In the 20th, we fought over civil rights, communism, the Vietnam War, long hair, and other burning issues. Today, these seem like sepia snapshots from a distant past. That's actually good news. We still have scars, but those battles got resolved. Or maybe we just got bored with them. Anyway, we moved on. Back in the 1830s, Alexis de Tocqueville noticed that Americans are good at moving on, also at getting along, at being practical. But a few years ago, some of our politicians discovered the power of hatred. If they could get enough people riled up about something, real or not, they could ride that anger to victory. We've seen this before, too, in Europe in the 1930s. Didn't end well. We're seeing it again, not just in the U.S., also in Italy, Hungary, Poland, Brazil, and other countries where politicians exploit the power of hate. Hate is exhausting. I've been wasting too much energy snarling at people on the other side, combing my favorite journals and cable channels for argument-winning zingers. So this week, I'm working to get out the vote for the midterm elections. Some folks I meet are on the other side, but we have nice chats. Americans can be nice when you meet them in person, away from the heat of social media. They say they're exhausted, too. They long for a time when we can stop hating each other over stuff that may someday seem quaint. In 1967, as the battle over civil rights was raging, Martin Luther King Jr. had that same sense of exhaustion. He said, "I have decided to stick with love. Hatred is too great a burden to bear." I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.